It's Lana Del Rey! Woo! Lovely Lana's here! At last!
Yes, I'm so happy.
We got you back on the show!
I know.
How are you, darling?
Really, really good. Really happy to be here. Feels good to be back in London and seeing you.
Oh, it's been a little while.
I know.
And it was your birthday last week?
What did
you do?
You know, my mom's never been to Paris, and I had a show at the Olympia on my birthday on the 21st, so...
Wow.
We were all together.
Oh, that's so nice.
I know. It was really pretty.
And you've got Glastonbury.
I know.
This weekend, your debut at the biggest festival in the world.
Yeah. It's amazing.
How are you feeling about that?
I feel good. I mean, you know, when I did Coachella, I wasn't headlining, so I didn't think it was going to be a big show. And then I got on stage and there were, you know, like 50,000 people. So I'm glad I didn't know. How big it was.
But this one, you know, is big. And you're on the pyramid stage. You couldn't get any bigger.
Oh, God. Thanks for reminding
me. That's okay. I'm just giving you the facts right here. And also, you're in a Khalees and Robert Plant sandwich, which is really nice.
Is that true?
That's true. That's a fact. What a lineup.
That's amazing.
Robert Plant. He's my hero.
I hope they let me stay on stage to check that out.
Yeah, just watch it.
Oh, God.
Are you going to have time to stick around after and watch people?
Yeah, definitely.
Cool.
I'm really excited.
That's great. So you can just soak the festival vibe up and see what happens there.
Yeah, because I never really get to do that. So just to kind of hang out and hopefully see some bands would be amazing.
Oh, it would be great. Yeah. Good luck.
Thank you.
And also, we must talk about your number one album in the UK. Oh, my goodness. Well done on that. That's awesome.
Thank you. It's kind of surreal to be back here with you and have this new record out that I'm so in love with and be with you. And, you know, you supported all of the first stuff so much. And
I'm so happy to see how amazingly you're doing. I mean, because it was really quick for you. It was like, we started playing you, it all kind of snowballed, and then it was just global instantly. It wasn't like a gradual thing for you. The whole world sort of embraced your music straight away. And that's quite an overwhelming thing, I imagine.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's like a funny dynamic, I feel, looking back at it, because I had sort of been performing and building this world in my mind for about 7 years in New York, but really just having, you know, no audience or the same, like, little crew I played to every night. And then for it to sort of change really quickly, you have a lot of perspective, but just things are really different right away.
Yeah, I
bet. But I remember when you were, you know, putting it up, I thought, God, that's amazing.
Yeah, I love video games. One of my favorite songs ever. It's gorgeous. So your new album, Ultraviolence, you had Dan from the Black Keys produce it. Why did you choose him and how did that little collaboration happen?
Well, it was kind of funny that even happened, just because I'd worked with the same guys for about 3 years and they're all my best friends. I really love them. But I met Dan out one night, and he reminded me of what I really wanted to bring to the record, which was something fun and fiery, and he was just really casual. You know, he was spontaneous, and he said yes to everything, and he said, you know, you should just fly back with me to Nashville. We should just do it, because he'd heard some tracks. I told him I was, you know, really loving being on the West Coast, and I liked this idea of this kind of West Coast fusion with the underground jazz inspiration, and he liked the songs but felt like they weren't quite there. So we spent a month in Nashville and revamped everything, and I really had the time of my life. It was fun.
What a cool experience.
Yeah,
it was so good. Great. And what I love, because I've listened to the album a lot now, and what I really love is that, you know, in the music industry at the moment, there's so much going on. There's a lot of dance music, there's a lot of beats, but you always stay completely true to what you like. You're not going to be influenced by, like, dubstep or whatever. You're just kind of making music that makes you feel good.
Yeah, definitely.
Is there pressure on you to kind of change what you're doing and fit, you know, into a mold, or would you never kind of listen to those sorts of influences?
I think there would have been if I hadn't received so many polarizing, like, reviews right off the bat. I think, but actually the one blessing out of all of that in the beginning was that I felt even more free to do whatever I wanted, because I kind of knew it was going to be tough regardless.
Yeah.
So it made it easier to be like, oh, well, you know, screw it. I mean, so in a way, Dan was the perfect kind of counterpart for me, because he's just from that DIY club and he does whatever he wants anyways.
Well, that's it, because I think, as you say, in this industry, it's always going to be tough. People are either going to love what you do or not like it. And be vocal about it, especially with social media. So you have to just stick to your guns and go, you know what? I believe in it. I'm going to go with it.
They're really vocal about it. I mean, more and more every day. But I found that when I got the vinyl in my hands and I was spinning it at home and taking the CD in my car, just driving up the, you know, Pacific Coast Highway, I thought, God, I'm so lucky. This is exactly what I meant, yeah. You know, and at the end of the day, that's what it's about. So
that must be an amazing moment where you it have is. That first copy and you go, I'm just going to listen to it as a body of work, as someone
it is.
Away from the situation.
It is. And actually, I feel a distance. I feel like at a distance from the record. You know, I feel like an observer and a listener.
That's a nice place to be out with it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely.
It. It's so gorgeous. Well, let's play a track from it right now. Let's play Ultraviolence and then we'll chat more after this.
Oh, it's so lovely. Lana Del Rey, Ultraviolence. And she's with us.
Hello.
Lovely Lana.
Lana, I want to talk about your videos next because the music video can be seen as a bit of a lost art. You know, it's not as yeah. important for many artists these days because it's not a way that people are sort of delivered music as easily these days. But for yeah. you, it's a really important part of what you do.
It is, yeah.
Is there more pressure now? Because each of your videos has got, what, like 10 million plus hits on it.
There's not more pressure, but I'm running out of ideas.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's a pleasure. Like, I realized when I sort of was pulling away from writing a little bit, but feeling really connected to like still editing and I guess directing the videos I was doing, I really realized that the visuals are a real extension of what I have in my mind about building like a really beautiful sonic and visual cohesive world. And God, it's just been so fun. I mean, making West Coast, and for some reason when I did Shades of Cool, it was the video for it. It wasn't supposed to be a big deal video because the song is really jazzy, but it was just really interesting to be able to kind of have this more psychological narrative and have it be really meaningful to me. So, yeah.
I love it because it's where you started out with video games. It was kind of a full experience watching that video for the first time and hearing the song. It wasn't just, oh, this is a nice song. It was like, oh my God, this video is great.
Yeah.
And you had very much edited that whole thing together yourself. So yeah. you are still completely hands-on with your videos and how they work.
Oh yeah, definitely. Yeah, I'm really meticulous. I mean, I think people are pretty annoyed by the time we're all done working together. Because, you know, so much gets lost in the edit, and it's the same with a record. Like, everything gets lost in a mix. I've seen a record like completely lose its character by cleaning things up too yeah. much, and the videos are the same. Like, I find a lot of people want to make really short, you know, in high impact cuts, and like everyone's afraid to kind of linger on a long shot and keep things easy and slow. But I really like just the editing process, and
they're kind of like mini movies now, aren't they?
Yeah, yeah,
they're great.
Yeah.
So when you were making Ultraviolence, how many songs did you start out with, and how did you kind of start to minimalize that situation to get an album? Did you have like hundreds of songs, or was
for
it...
For the actual
yeah,
record?
Yeah.
Well, I usually have a kind of intuitive feeling about what's going to be on the record. Like, I knew I wanted the record to be called Ultraviolence, and I wanted for it to be 11 tracks before I even had the songs.
Right.
So sometimes I don't really know why, but I have a small concept that I kind of work within, and like more and more steps along the way reveal themselves. So like, I knew I had this idea for a song called Cruel World, even though that phrase isn't even mentioned in the song that eventually became Cruel World. So it's kind of step by step. I guess my guitar player in my band, he's been with me the last 4 years, had a big influence on me, Blake Stranathan. He just has these amazing reverb pedals, and he kind of plays me things that he loves, sort of Jimi Hendrix, psychedelia inspired. And I ended up riffing 3 songs on that, and that's when I knew what the record was going to sound like.
Nice.
And then meeting Dan, it was interesting because he was like a more technical, kind of low-key version of Blake. And he sort of put all this like psychedelic loose and narrative into a kind of cohesive
yeah it
box.
All just came together. Perfect
yeah.
combination of people made a lovely
yeah,
record.
Yeah, it really did.
Definite Bond theme, says Jay on the Wirral. My fella said this as well. Lana's got to do the next Bond film, surely. Has that been, have you been approached about that?
No. Mm-mm.
It's like, it has to happen, surely. It's
Shades
a no-brainer.
Of Cool. Shades of Cool kind of sounds like a
yeah it's a no-brainer in my eyes. How has nobody asked you? Come on. Daniel Craig, get in touch or something.